This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and I know it too. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Thursday, October the 24th of the year 2024. Day 298th of the year, and only 68 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yeah, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, no doubt about that, as we're doing some thingos this morning, no doubt. Anyways, thank you for coming out and hanging out with us this morning, because, you know, it's always an important part. It's kind of weird if I'm here by myself. I'll just put it to you that way. So we are hanging, we are banging, we are doing our thing today, so no doubt on what is going on. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will get everything moving and grooving for you. So that's callinradio.com. Radio to get everything going for you. Outside of that, well, once you get there, it'll be video, audio, and text messaging are the options. If you put anything inside of the social media platforms,
I normally don't check them till later,
which normally becomes a problem for most people. So that's why I always say, yeah, just go to callinradio.com. We'll get everything for you. It's the easiest format in doing so. So there you go. If you're new here, so Safety in the News, News and Safety. That's kind of what we do. That's what we talk about. That's what we move. That's what we groove through as we kind of go through, a whole plethora of news stories that are out and about and people wanting to know what exactly is going on. So don't worry about any of that stuff. We'll take care of you throughout because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's what we'll do there. So why don't we do this as we're getting started and moving and grooving? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a sales slump hit Starbucks and a new threat hit. A new threat heads to the front lines of the war in the Ukraine. We're going to talk about that because that's going to get interesting for some. Also, another Diddy accuser comes forward and JT needs to rest. We'll talk about more about that in show business. Also, Nicole Kidman didn't hold back while filming her upcoming erotic thriller. So there you go. And Jason Segel's mom is ready to see so much of her son on the big screen. And what else do we got? A new take on the Sussex. recent real estate purchase. We'll talk about that as we get into the details of some of the stuff that's going on. So I got news. I got stuff that's going on inside of the world, no doubt, as I am talking. But I have I have some things that I want to discuss with you that I was watching news story-wise, and I just don't know when was going to be a good time to do this. So let's do this. Why don't we just get into our main news stories? I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more on the back end on some of the stuff that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Because I got some interesting stuff, and yeah, we're going to have to take that dive into politics today, you know, because we're getting so close now. So let's talk about the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Commonwealth leaders look set to agree to look into reparatory justice for the transatlantic slave trade despite UK opposition. The UK insists the issue is not on the agenda for the Commonwealth Heads of Government Summit in Samoa later this week, but diplomats are working on a summit communique which would include language on reparatory justice from countries such as Britain. The sale of disposable vapes in England will be banned from next June. The government says it's to reduce environmental damage and protect the health of children. One new study found around 1 million people in England vape without ever having smoked cigarettes. Critics claim vaping's helped millions of adults give up smoking and say a ban will lead to a black market which will put children at risk. Hazel Cheeseman, the chief executive of Action on Smoking and Health, says the ban is important despite uncertainties.
We don't particularly want to see people establishing an addiction that they could have for many years, and potentially the use of vapes over many years could be risky to health, although some of these things are yet to be fully quantified through the research.
North Korean troops are now in Russia, the United States has confirmed. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters there is evidence of soldiers in the region. Ukraine's military intelligence earlier said troops were expected in Russia to join Moscow's fight against Ukraine's incursion. From New York, Sally Patterson.
There may now be evidence of North Korean troops inside Russia, but what exactly they're doing in the region hasn't been confirmed. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it would be a serious issue if North Korea's intention is to participate in this war on Russia's behalf. There's growing international concern over what could be a dramatic new step in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, South Korean officials said on Wednesday that North Korea had sent 3,000 troops to Russia out of a promised 10,000 to be deployed by December.
Microsoft says Iranian hackers have conducted surveillance on US election-related websites and media outlets. The software companies warned it could be a prelude to direct influence operations with just under 2 weeks until the presidential election. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a blog post, Microsoft implicated an Iranian hacking group known as Cotton Sandstorm with scanning election-related websites in the U.S. looking for vulnerabilities, and warned the group could launch new influence operations imminently. The same hacking group, which is linked to Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards Corps, has been accused of sending emails to U.S. voters in 2020, posing as members of the pro-Trump group, the Proud Boys. Microsoft also accused Chinese and Russian hackers with other activities related to the U.S. elections. A spokesperson for Iran's mission to the U.N. called the latest allegations unfounded and wholly inadmissible.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today in more detail at the BRICS summit hosted in Kazan by Russian President Vladimir Putin. It brought together the leaders of Brazil, China, India, South Africa and Russia, plus, controversially, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, his presence infuriating the Ukrainians. But what to make of the influence of BRICS on the world stage? David Lubin is a senior research fellow at Chatham House in London.
I mean, the BRICS as an organization and many, many countries in the developing world and in the global south are much more sympathetic with Moscow's position than many countries in the G7 would like them to be. But in a way, BRICS is operating within a slightly different universe away from the war in Ukraine. The only issue on which all of the BRICS members can really agree is about their common desire to reduce the importance of the dollar in the international monetary system. And so it's not really, understanding BRICS is best not sort of understood in the context of geopolitical, you know, armed conflict. It's better understood in the context of a sort of more narrow desire to kind of move beyond what's called dollar dominance.
And those governments attending the BRICS summit in Russia this year represent 45% of the world's population. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Commonwealth leaders are set to agree to look into reparatory justice for the transatlantic slave trade, despite UK opposition. The sale of disposable vapes in England will be banned from next June. North Korean troops are now in Russia, according to the United States. And Microsoft says Iranian hackers have conducted surveillance on US election-related websites and media outlets. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out.
Well, I got to tell you. Oh, here we go.
A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so you gotta love when something just jumps entirely out midpoint, because there was nothing else going on there. I mean, it just said, I am not going to go through with whatever audio content you are trying to play, because I'm going to do my own thing. That's what our system just told you. Anyway, sorry about that. So, but now we're here. So I guess that's the important part, as we are hanging. So let's do this. Let's talk right away about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because why would we not do that? I mean, come on. As you are aware, it's election season out there, in case you have not heard. So yesterday I was able finally to do some early voting. I mean, and I love it when you get to, you know, to some of these stands. There was a person there that had a Republican cheat sheet. There was a person there that had a Democratic cheat sheet. There was some people that were there that were like, are you sure that you know who you're going to vote for at the last moment? And I was like, how's this the last moment when it's 12 days? I was 13 days ahead, but whatever. So it's interesting, you know, everything that's set up in regards to that. But let's talk real quick. There's 12 days until Election Day, and here's what the state of the race is. Journalist Mark Halpin coyly said there's a story about Donald Trump being shopped around, if true, would end his campaign, and that he's not only reported or the reporter or outlet to have been presented with the information. No word on what that could be. More about campaign ending than being accused of a rape and treason. But that's how things go. The year of our Lord 2024. Albany later clarified that he does not believe that the claims that were made or pitched earlier was warranted, or it was even used as mince for information for closing days of the race, so who knows. Also, Kamala Harris made a brief comment from her official residence Wednesday afternoon addressing reporting The Atlantic about statements that Trump made during his first term, again, alleging that he found that he's fond of Adolf Hitler. Depending on who you ask, these allegations were either discredited by witnesses at the time of proof positive of that the Republican nominee is very, very bad man. Harris will give a speech on Tuesday at the National Mall at the Washington Post, characterized as her closing arguments a week before Election Day. The Trump campaign has filed a Federal Election Commission complaint against his opponent, accusing the Harris campaign of accepting foreign help after Britain Labour Party announced that it's deploying to the battleground states to campaign for her. The Department of Justice sent a letter to Elon Musk's America PAC that his $1 million a day lottery could violate federal election and law-bearing payments for votes or voter registration. So there you go. I have to tell you, the Elon Musk thing is pretty interesting, because I've been listening to all kinds of different news stories, and one was saying, and you know, we always have to look more and more into some of this stuff, was saying that if you could be in trouble for handing out the money, you could be in trouble for taking the money, because on how it's all set up. And I was just like, I'm very confused on how a big company like X would get that through anywhere and nobody know exactly what's supposed to be going on. It's kind of a weird one. if you really give a lot of thought process behind the whole thing. But that's just me talking. I mean, what the hell do I know? You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Anyways, listen to this. Matter of fact, should I say listen to this or should I go, let's go into this? Maybe I should say let's go into this real quick, because I think that this news story is going to be long. And I'm going to share it and understand that I pull source from anywhere that I can, not so much of a, you know, what the hell's going on inside of the world. So I am going to give you source material that I pulled in regards of how the election could play out. It's going to talk about what Harris will need to do to win. It will talk about what Trump will need to do to win. And then it will give you some information that you're going to be like, I was not aware of this. And I'm going to tell you, this is why I'm sharing the news story, because I was not aware of this as well. So I find that some of these things are extremely interesting. So let's do it in this fashion. We're going to publish this over here. And let's take a listen to our good old friends at NBC and what they have to say. Take a listen.
Let me show you the map from 2020. North Carolina was the only battleground states of the seven we're watching that he was able to hold right here, coming back to the 2024 map. Now, the Harris campaign is zeroing in on what they see as their most direct path, the blue wall, these three Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. They voted together for Democrats in seven of the last eight presidential elections, and they carried Joe Biden to the White House in 2020. But tonight, NBC News has new reporting that some Harris campaign officials, look at this, are worried there could be a crack in the blue wall this year. The Harris team is bracing for either Michigan or Wisconsin to be flipped by Trump. If that happens, that would make her road to the White House more difficult.
So it's going to say that it's going to be more difficult, but he's going to show the path if she's able to win, and then he's going to do the same thing for Trump. So hold on real quick.
But not impossible. Tonight, we're going to walk you through the paths to the White House, and there are several, but we're going to walk you through the main paths for both candidates to talk about what could happen on election night. So let's talk about Vice President Harris, right? First off, her easiest path is if she can maintain that blue wall that Joe Biden rebuilt in 2020. So she holds Pennsylvania, she holds Michigan and Wisconsin. Look at the number right there, 270. She's headed to the White House. But if something were to happen, like if she were to lose Pennsylvania, then she has to win North Carolina or Georgia, and then she can head out west. Either Arizona or Nevada puts her over the top. But if she were to lose two battleground states, like say Michigan, and she just holds Wisconsin, she has to flip North Carolina, she has to win in Georgia, and then she can go out west and she can win there. And if she were having a very bad night on election night, say the blue wall just collapses, right? She loses Wisconsin, she loses Michigan, she loses Pennsylvania. That means she has to win North Carolina, she has to win Georgia, she has to win Arizona and Nevada. She has to win in the East and she has to win in the West. Again, that's going to be a very rough night for Democrats if that happens, but that's a path for her. Let's talk about Donald Trump now, the former president. He won in 2016. His easiest path on election night would be to win North Carolina once again. He holds North Carolina. He flips Georgia back red. Remember, he lost in 2020, he won it in 2016, and then he wins Pennsylvania. This East Coast strategy, it takes him to 270. But if he can't win Pennsylvania, and remember, all eyes are in Pennsylvania, 19 electoral votes, the most money and the most time spent by these candidates. If he says he wins Michigan and he holds North Carolina, flips Georgia, all he has to do is win Nevada or Arizona, one state out west. If it's Wisconsin that he wins and he loses Michigan and Pennsylvania, it's a little trickier because the math doesn't add up. He has to hold North Carolina, Georgia. He has to win in Arizona and then Nevada as well. And that's one of the paths that he can get to get over there. The final path, and this is kind of a strange one, is if there would be a tie.
Okay, so this is where it's going to get interesting. And take a listen to how Nebraska is laid out, because I think that this plays a huge factor into some of this. So take a listen real quick.
And yes, there could be a tie. Let me walk you through how this would happen. If Harris wins the blue wall, she wins Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, she gets a 270. So you're going to say the race is over. Sort of. Watch this. If we go to Trump and we give him the states out west, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina, 268. He's still two electoral votes short. So what happened? Let's go to North. You see Nebraska here in Maine? They sort of have this Where's Waldo effect. They're both blue and red. What does that mean? Well, they hand out their electoral votes in different ways, by popular vote, but also by congressional district. Let me show you. So as we go into Nebraska right here, you have the popular vote at two, and then each congressional district gets one electoral vote. So congressional district two, that's the city of Omaha and Sarpy County. If Trump were to flip this, and he won this in 2016, I should remind you, then look at this number, 269, 269. So you're asking yourself, what happens? We're not at 270. Well, here's what happens. It then goes to the House of Representatives, and the House of Representatives would select the president, not the current House, the House that wins on election night. So if Republicans are in control of the House, each state gets one vote, and it stands to reason that if the Republicans have the majority, they're going to select Donald Trump to be the president. Same for Democrats. If they win the House, they're going to pick Kamala Harris. So what happens with vice president? It gets stranger. The Senate then picks the vice president. So if the Democrats hold the Senate like they do right now, and if they hold an election night, they would pick the vice president. So yes, there's a scenario where Donald Trump could be the president, and then Governor Tim Walz would be the vice president, and vice versa. Kamala Harris is president, and J.D. Vance is the vice president. It's completely strange. Listen, this hasn't happened in 200 years with this many states, but it has happened in our country's history. So just one of the many scenarios we're going to be ready for on election night. And again, we're going to be covering all this as we head into those 2 weeks into election.
Thanks for watching.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, I don't think it can get any stranger if you put it in any other way, shape, or form. So what do you think there? Because I think that that could change everything. Think about that. If you had, quote unquote, a Republican president and a Democratic, vice president, that could be interesting. If you had a Democratic president and a Republican vice president, that could be interesting as well. So it's going to be some serious business depending on how the layout of the land goes. Listen, I'm going to say the same thing that I say all the time. Don't care on who you vote for. What I care about is that you actually do it. That's a whole other story to talk about. Like, seriously, it's a whole other story to talk about. Because some people get on here and go, this is who you should vote for. I don't know how things are in your world. I can only tell you that you should do whatever you think is best. No one should direct you on what to do, that's for sure. Anyways, the Department of Defense has confirmed that North Korean troops deployed to the Ukraine to support Russia's aggressive invasion of Ukraine. So there you go. In Tuesday's interview, Secretary Lloyd Austin could not confirm the role these troops are playing, but said the frontline deployments would be very, very serious. Previously, South Korean intelligence suggests about 3,000 North Koreans had already been sent, with up to 10,000 in total preparing to deploy by the end of the year. So be on the lookout for that. Also, in some other news, an earlier than expected earnings preview from Starbucks shows that the challenges ahead with new CEO Brian Cole. Sales fell 6% in the United States in the third quarter and were down 7% globally. Cole has pushed for simplifying menus and improved in-store experience since taking the helm. He said in a video coinciding with the data release that the company will need to fundamentally change our strategy despite the change massive reach. Nicole says that the goal is to give each location in the community a coffee house feel. So there you go. That'll be different. The full earning reports comes out on October the 30th. So I'm sure we'll get some more before it's all said and done. No doubt there as we are talking. Also, managers of the Santa Cruz Harbor in California are grappling with the surge in dead anchovies filling the water. The fish have congregated in shallow water for the season, but it's doing so to have used up the oxygen. The harbor master tells the local media that it's the kind of fish tank that's overstocked. An even creepier note that is the harbor master also says that there's more dead fish at the bottom of the harbor, too. He adds to the people devising the plans to pump oxygen into the water to curb the onslaught. In the meantime, that they're actively scooping out the remains. This is according to KSBW. This sounds disgusting. I'm not going to lie. Sounds terrible. This sounds like a terrible experience. That's for sure. Also, Pepperidge Farm has changed the name of their iconic fish-shaped snack from goldfish to Chilean sea bass in an effort to entice a more sophisticated snackers. The limited rebrand is to remind Gen Z and millennials who grew up with goldfish that the snack can still be theirs to go to. Side note, goldfish is getting close to reintroducing their elf maple syrup-flavored grahams. Just in time for the holiday season, this is according to New York Post. This is the most Pepperidge Farm that I've spoken about in a long period of time. I just kind of find it a little bit interesting that we're getting this deep into it. I mean, that's for sure. Anyways, let's talk about the Dow. It lost about 409 points to close at 42,514. The S&P lost about, 53 points to close at 5,797. The NASDAQ lost about 296 points to close at 18,276. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.15 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin slid on Wednesday down 1.5%, trading just around 66,300. There was more than 1,915 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, with about 50 such cancellation. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $229 million jackpot or $107.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Okay, take a listen to this. John Combs' former personal trainer claims that he was drugged and repeatedly sexually assaulted by the music mogul. The alleged victim says that being drugged, Combs passed him around like a party favor for other sexual enjoyment. His story matches the endless list of accusers that get invited to party, signs an NDA, unknowingly accepts drug-laced drink from and ends up being sexually assaulted by Combs and other guests. Texas-based attorney Tony Busby is representing the accusers as well. And this is according to U.S. Weekly, so there you go. Also in some other news, Justin Timberlake is taking a break from his Forget Tomorrow World Tour after being diagnosed with bronchitis and laryngitis. He shared in the rescheduled dates on Instagram, promising fans, "I'll make it up to you." This is according to IG. So when he says, "I'm going to make it up to you," what does that mean? Because does that mean that you're going to do something else via tour? Or does that mean you're going to refund people? I'm just asking the question because I want to have a better understanding.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R, Safety Show.
I'm just asking the question. You don't have to get mad at me. It was just a question. Just a question.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so Nicole Kidman confesses to needing multiple breaks while filming her upcoming erotic thriller, Baby Girl, calling the sex scenes exhausting. Comment? Anyone? Okay. There were worse times than we were shooting where I was like, I don't want to orgasm anymore, she told The Sun. Imitation only, of course, is what I'm assuming. In the film, Kidman plays a high-powered CEO who gets into an affair with a much younger man played by Harrison Dickinson. Antonio Banderas also stars in the movie, playing Kidman's husband. So, hold on. I mean, isn't this kind of been like the theme of a couple of her last movies? I mean, I'm just trying to get into it. I mean, not get into it. I'm trying to understand what's going on. Because this seems like to be theme-specific on things that are going on. So I'm not 100% sure on what she's doing. But hey, I mean, it's not my gig to figure out, but it's one of those weird things in life that I'm just trying to figure out of what is she doing? Because it got weird. I mean, it got weird because didn't she do a movie with Zac Efron recently, or we'll call it a limited run series? And then was it a series or was it a movie? Now I'm confused. But this was on Netflix, and then she did another one on Netflix, and somebody was like, "Have you seen the newest one?" I mean, I don't know. You do you. Do whatever you need to do. No doubt about that. I mean, let's just go from there. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's do that thing called the main story because we need to talk about it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. Rated R Safety Show is kind of the way that the world rolls out and we talk about stuff. So let's just do this because it'll be a lot easier to do. And it seems like every, 4 years we start having these conversations or around the same time frame. We have that weird conversation about, hey, I need to understand this better. And then we have that other weird conversation that goes something like this. Do we have to talk about politics every 4 years? Yes, that conversation comes up. But I almost feel that when we start getting to the 3-year mark is when we start talking about this. And some people are going to sit back and go, what the hell does this have to do with anything about work or anything about safety? But let's talk about this. At your current place of employment, are you in a place where uno, that would be number uno, you get the day off to go vote? And if that is not the case, are you given time off to go vote? Not the day off, but time off. And I only ask this because my significant other works at a place where all of the offices will be closed on election day. Now, you are expected to work at some point during the day, but all of the offices are closed. And I thought that was a pretty interesting one because I've been to workplaces before where you're allowed up to 4 hours, and I did say four hours to go and vote. Now, I have been to other places where you were allowed to vote only if you were voting for the party that the person that ran the shop thought was equivalent, and that's not a joke, and I'm sure that they said that playfully, but there was some serious intent behind it. So I don't know. I look at some of this stuff and I go, what do you think? Because, listen, I don't care what you say, but people get very charged up about some of this election stuff. Let's just not lie about it. And as you take a look around, you will come to the realization right away that when this happens, people get weird on election day. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, you're kind of curious on what's going on. Some things are about to change for you. Some things are going to change regardless, good, bad, or indifferent. Listen, I don't care if the party that you voted for is in there. You're still going to have to take a look around at what's going on. Because as we have noticed over the last two elections in particular, is that it looks like close to 50% of the people are pissed off. 50% of the people were pissed when Trump won. 50% of the people seem like they were pissed off when Biden won. So who the hell knows what's going to happen? All I know is that come, you know, January, what is it, the 19th or the 20th, we're going to have a new president put into place. That is something we know. That is, you know, something that's not going to change unless something happens drastically over the next 2 weeks. Yeah, so that's going to happen. So we know that this date in January is coming, and we'll have to talk about that. And then we kind of go from there. So listen, I'm going to tell you straight. I don't care who wins. Regardless of what happens, I'm going to Mexico. Oh, just because I want to go on vacation. I just want to throw that out there. I'm going to Mexico regardless because I go every year. So come on. But all joking aside, when you look at this and you think about this, is this a day that you should have your workers off for them to go vote? And here's where things get strange. Compensating people to vote, this is where things are getting weird. So if I'm paying you for time off, or if I'm giving you time off, that you're paid time off, how does that work? Because it gets strange in regards of hourly employees, it gets strange in regards of salary employees, because one can argue that a salary employee is salary. So they're constantly working. They're constantly on the clock. Where an hourly employee is slightly different. So I don't know. I have a hard time with some of this stuff because I just don't know where to fall in regards of it. All I say is the following. If you can make arrangements to vote early, vote early. If you need to vote by mail, vote by mail. If you need to make arrangements with your job in regards to go vote, then do that. But each job has something different. What do you think works the best? And what different formats have you seen that actually take place? I only say this, and I'm saying this 2 weeks ahead of time because you know that everything's going to get lost in the mix here, here shortly as we get closer into the election. So what do you think is going to work best overall? What would you do if you were running the whole place on getting that arranged?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
This is safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio.
Oh, you know you want the thrill that comes with change. That's why you're here on the Rated R Safety Show. Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and get it started for you. this right here. You're taking a listen to Simulated Suns with their song Castles. You know how it goes. The simulation never hurts anyone. We would definitely like to thank Simulated Sun for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. And we would like to let you know that it's available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. Give it a little streamer action. You might enjoy it more than what you think. So there you go. Yeah, wash away the rain. Okay, so you see, I'm already running into the problem where I'm going to play this whole song when it's all said and done. Anyways, let's get back into it. Let's get into all the stuff that we need to do because we still got some time to do some things together, you and I. No doubt about that. So let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you about it in my lifetime. That's no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com will get everything going for you. No doubt about that. Once you get there, go to the section that says Find Help. Click on anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. There's a lot of stuff there. Like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I'm just naming a few of the things that are on the website. And if you can't find what you're looking for, they actually have recommendations that you can give in regards to them actually doing newer stuff or different stuff. I shouldn't say newer stuff per se. So all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff readily available for you, just depending on how you want to take a look at it. So there you go. Just some stuff that I'm sharing with you, some stuff that you're sharing with me, and we kind of go from there. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. So let's get into some new stuff because I always have some of those things for you because why would I not do this? So what about global warming? Not warming, warping. Yes, take a listen to this. If you suffer from allergies, it's probably not news to you that allergy season is starting earlier and lasting longer. Why? Scientists have a number of possible causes, including climate crisis. As temperatures stay warmer into the fall, plants that release allergens have more time to grow. And you know, well, what that means. Also, the higher levels of carbon dioxide, thanks to fossil fuel use and emission, also aid plant growth, which generates even more pollen. The most common culprit for fall allergies, and this won't be news to the allergy sufferers, is ragweed. It can release 1 billion grains of pollen per plant. Exposure to pollen exposes the trigger of the various allergic reactions, including symptoms of hay fever, also known as allergic arthritis. What? Yeah, really? In a few tips to how to survive the allergy onslaught. Start medicating early. Allergists advise starting your usual course of medications a week or two before the usual season. Know that you're allergic to. If you're experiencing symptoms for the first time, an allergist can tell you whether you're allergic to trees, grass, mold, or something else. Take care during workouts. The best time to exercise outside is during allergy season is midday when trees decrease their pollen production. The best place, indoor, duh. Keep pollen out of your home. Take off your shoes before you come in. Don't throw your clothes on the bed. Take a quick shower to get the pollen off your hair. Well, in my case, I don't know what the hell I'd do there. It says that I'd rather keep it freezing cold outside than suffer through allergies. Then it gets freezing cold out and, you know, say the opposite. So there you go. Also, did you know that allergies are your immune system's way of treating a harmless substance as a big treat? And as you can see, it is my DNA that has that overly dramatic from time to time. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know. I have, both of my daughters suffer from allergies, so it's always interesting to see what that cluster is going to end up becoming when it's all said and done, because it is amazing just to see some of the interaction stuff that ends up taking place in regards of, oh, I have so many allergies going on, it's not even funny. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's get some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Dan. Albert Einstein said, "I am thankful for all of those who said no to me. It's because of them I'm doing it myself." I love that. Have you ever been told no? I'll bet you have. I've been there. I remember a rock bottom moment. We were suing a guy, which we eventually won, but our bank account was frozen for over 3 years. We were in a bad spot. I wanted to get someone to help us. I made calls, I put my pride aside, and I asked for help. You don't know how hard that was for me. It's hard. I got a pile of no's. Instead of getting a loan, we were able to get by. Now you'll notice I didn't say we were able to get by on our own. I believe God is the reason we were able to get by. We felt His blessings poured all over us.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. So great is the love of God that there are times when I'm tempted to make light of sin, to foolishly think that it is no big thing. Then I remember the cross. That's what God thinks about sin. It's so deadly, so evil, that it must be dealt with, even if it means punishing His own Son. The prophet Isaiah says that Jesus was stricken by God, smitten by Him, and afflicted. It was the Lord's will to crush Him and to cause Him to suffer, for He bore the sin of many. Lord, forgive us for making light of sin. Your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Commonwealth leaders look set to agree to look into reparatory justice for the transatlantic slave trade despite UK opposition. The UK insists the issue is not on the agenda for the Commonwealth Heads of Government Summit in Samoa later this week, but diplomats are working on a summit communique which would include language on reparatory justice from countries such as Britain. The sale of disposable vapes in England will be banned from next June. The government says it's to reduce environmental damage and protect the health of children. One new study found around 1 million people in England vape without ever having smoked cigarettes. Critics claim vaping's helped millions of adults give up smoking and say a ban will lead to a black market which will put children at risk. Hazel Cheeseman, the chief executive of Action on Smoking and Health, says the ban is important despite uncertainties.
We don't particularly want to see people establishing an addiction that they could have for many years, and potentially the use of vapes over many years could be risky to health, although some of these things are yet to be fully quantified through the research.
North Korean troops are now in Russia, the United States has confirmed. Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters there is evidence of soldiers in the region. Ukraine's military intelligence earlier said troops were expected in Russia to join Moscow's fight against Ukraine's incursion. From New York, Sally Patterson.
There may now be evidence of North Korean troops inside Russia, but what exactly they're doing in the region hasn't been confirmed. Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin says it would be a serious issue if North Korea's intention is to participate in this war on Russia's behalf. There's growing international concern over what could be a dramatic new step in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, South Korean officials said on Wednesday that North Korea had sent 3,000 troops to Russia out of a promised 10,000 to be deployed by December.
Microsoft says Iranian hackers have conducted surveillance on US election-related websites and media outlets. The software companies warned it could be a prelude to direct influence operations with just under 2 weeks until the presidential election. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a blog post, Microsoft implicated an Iranian hacking group known as Cotton Sandstorm with scanning election-related websites in the U.S. looking for vulnerabilities and warned the group could launch new influence operations imminently. The same hacking group, which is linked to Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards Corps, has been accused of sending emails to U.S. voters in 2020, posing as members of the pro-Trump group, the Proud Boys. Microsoft also accused Chinese and Russian hackers with other activities related to the U.S. elections. A spokesperson for Iran's mission to the U.N. called the latest allegations unfounded and wholly inadmissible.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If you look at 2018, the largest Mega Million jackpot in U.S. history at $1.6 billion is won by a woman in South Carolina. She donated a chunk of her wealth to the Alabama Red Cross to aid tornado relief efforts and several South Carolina charities for the following March. So there you go. Also, in some birthdays for today, Daya turns 26, Jaylen Brown 28, Jalen Ramsey turns 30, Sean O'Malley turns 30, Elizabeth Taylor, actress, she turns 35. Alyssa Taylor, not Elizabeth, sorry. Yeah, because I was like, hold on, she's not 35. Drake turns 38. Wayne Rooney, 39. Adriana Balin turns 41. Monica Arnold, 44. Scott Peterson turns 52. Kevin Kline, 77. Billy Wyman turns 88. So that's some birthdays for you today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Jamaican Jerk Day, National Kangaroo Awareness Day, World Kangaroo Day, National Bandana Day, National Food Day, United Nations Day, National Bologna Day, and World Tripe Day. So there you go. Some days to celebrate. For sure. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. Every couple has one person who always thinks food has gone bad and one who doesn't believe expiration dates are real. So that happens if you're looking for a joke. If you need a if you need something for a phone starter, try this. What was your very first Halloween costume? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. One in three women agree that this makes a man look uncool. AirPods. Really? AirPods? Even now that they're having technology to help people assist in regard to being able to hear, you're not cool now? Wow, that gets interesting. Okay, what else? Let's see. Yeah, that's it. So that's going to sum up our time together. Really, no joke. Can you believe it's Thursday already? Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so with that being said, I will be going up to RadioBig.fm for the next couple of hours or so.
Duh.
If you want to come and hang out with me, you're more than welcome on doing that, no doubt about that. I will cover the world of music. I will cover the world of entertainment over the next couple hours if you want to come and hang out. If you don't, that's fine. If you want to stay here and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, you can do that. You can do that. Not a problem. He'll be talking about the world of safety consulting because that's what he does and that's what he talks about. So there you go. So if I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. If one truly loves nature, one finds beauty everywhere. Seriously, think about that. Think about that for just a moment in time today, if you may. That's for sure. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Because listen, without you, this makes no sense whatsoever. If not, it's definitely me locked up in a room talking to myself. And nobody wants that, that's for sure. So thanks for hanging out, going over to Radio Big. That's what it is. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.